The world is changing out there. And guys, Mark, you and I are both at the 73, 74 year old age, and things, we're not going to recognize this industry as we've known it for years here in a very short amount of time.
I'm not sure I recognize it now, David. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. We're doing so much.
We've seen so many changes, and so many of them are good and so many of them are bad, but we survived and we always will. And home ownership is still going to be at the core of this country. And I got faith that we'll make it work. But I will tell you one thing that we need to pay more attention to and some work I've done recently, and that is we need to pay attention to our cost more than we are. I got a call from a title company today, and a friend of mine knew him. He said, you need to talk to these folks. And I talked to them. And they're a title company that's in 35 states, and they actually have a program where they don't charge any of the BS fees. So the average customer on their title expense for a closing saves $700 to $1,000 against most of the major title companies. They're underwritten by one of the big boys, but this title agency, they're happy with the commission on the title policy, and they're not charging all the BS fees. And I said, how long does it take for somebody, a title company, come out of the blue like that, to turn around and give back? Now, I know why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're not getting any business and they want to get more business. But I think they're sincere about it for the reason they're trying. They're trying to help home ownership now in tough times with high interest rates. And I won't mention her name, but I'm saluting them for what they did. And I'm probably going to give them some business if I can. I can't direct title, but I can certainly let people know they can get a cheaper total cost to get the title done with these guys. And I was just totally blown away by that call today.
That's encouraging. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
People to step up like that.
Yeah. Any insights or any thoughts on servicing that you're seeing, the headlines that you've been reading lately? I know you've been so busy running this one company recently. But anything else?
Not in the headlines. I think I mentioned last week the Title I thing with HUD coming up again and Ginnie Mae. That's going to be good for us. They work the bugs out of it, and it comes across also. I think the biggest concern I have right now is, believe it or not, where we don't see it necessarily in the AI side, in the servicing side, we continue to see vendor consolidation for the big boys. And anytime have the vendor consolidation we've had, there seems to be like monopolies on prices and the cost goes up for the services. Because a lot of times those acquisitions are driven by investment dollars that people put in the company, and they got to get those returns. And then they increase the rate, and it costs everybody. So I've watched some basic fees that have, in the last 5 or 6 years, that have doubled for servicing, particularly in the default arena.
We're going to be seeing a lot of changes coming up in this year and into next, as some pretty dramatic changes. Mark, thanks so much for being here.